This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
3, 2, 1. Do you know what I feel like doing?
I'm not in the mood. This podcast is going to get me heated.
I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Lowdown. I'm your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things that are superstar related. And I'm joined by my co-host.
Same on the mic.
So before we get into today's pod, I'd like to say thank you to anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody you know. Now, let's rip the Band-Aid off. WWE Crown Jewel.
No. And the Progressive Saudi Arabia.
Let's be honest. That show of leading up to it was supposedly like the area outside of, was it Riyadh?
Right? Yeah, Riyadh. The Progressive area, Riyadh, Saudi Arabia.
Anywho, apparently, did you hear the story? Like, the whole place was like under, like, almost under attack. Or like,
I mean, what do you expect before you have plane engines? And it's like, next thing you know, I'm like, oh, literally the day before there was like a nuke attack. Like,
I wouldn't have sent the WWE superstars there, but that's just me. That's, you know.
I mean, you're literally obligated because Vince McMahon sounded like an 8-year contract with the Saudis.
That deal keeps haunting the WWE.
Triple H is like, I just want to rip it up, but it's like, they're giving us that blood money.
Exactly. So, Crown Jewel happened. It came and went, but there was a moment in Kalo's head. I rewatched the main event. Roman Reigns, Logan Paul, WWE Undisputed Universal Championship of the Heavyweight World. That's what I'm calling it.
The 24/7 year 47 24/7 European 7-Eleven.
And I know this is going to elicit a major reaction from your part. There is no other way to put this. And I might add, this is someone who is sour on Logan Paul being in the WWE.
Oh, I'm not sour at him being in WWE. I'll give my rant when it's my turn.
He's a superstar. Bonafide. Lock it in. Whenever you talk about, and this is the thing that this is the reasoning. WWE at the end of the day is what? What does WWE stand for? World Wrestling Entertainment. Jake Paul, Logan Paul, entertainment. Whether you like him or you hate him.
No.
And they always say it doesn't matter what type of press you got, whether it's negative or positive, as long as they're talking about you.
I mean, they're working with Saudi, so what do you expect?
I know.
Yeah. But remember when the journalists died and they're like, we're still going to Saudi.
I know. That's totally bad negative press on the WWE's part. But whenever I'm talking about including the likes of Jake Paul, again, we had a conversation off air a couple days ago talking about how his boxing career is one to be questioned. And let the record show. If you ever believe Jake Paul's fights were fake, you've seen him throwing those fake punches in the ring to the Usos. Mans can't throw a fake punch. Let's just, right or wrong.
What's the question?
Jake Paul's, no. Yeah, Jake. I'm confused. Jake Paul's punches.
The problem child.
Yeah. Jake Paul's punches in the ring. Horrid. Like, those are Shane McMahon levels of punches. Right or wrong?
No, right. Still can knock you out.
Still can knock you. But I'm saying compared to his boxing fights, those were real punches in the boxing fights.
Yes.
I don't really know boxing, but I'm just going to go on. I'm just going to pretend like I do.
I know boxing, and I just can't wait to tear this apart.
Go for it, but.
Are you all done with Logan, or you want to keep talking
about Logan? I want to talk about Jake. All right. Because, one, tore his ACL during the match.
Logan tore his ACL, not Jake.
Didn't I say Logan?
No, you just said Jake. I'm like,
I need a picture on the screen with their names above their heads so I can look and be like, that's the one I want to talk about.
We don't have the budget for that in the studio.
No. So Logan tore his ACL in the middle of the match somewhere. There wasn't like a definitive point I can pin it to.
I think it was the jump.
From the top rope.
Because he was light shaming like an idiot.
Yeah, but hey, that clip, pretty insane. You don't really get a perspective like that.
That Buckshot Lariat better than Hangman's. I hate to say it. I hate to say it.
Not even better than Hangman. Better than CM Punk. Let's call a spade a spade.
CM Punk had a Buckshot Lariat. I don't know.
He hit, and it was on Hangman Adam Page.
I see that.
He hit, and it was horrid. Like, he did the little flip over the rope, couldn't stick the landing, kind of fell backwards, and then got back up and then did the clothesline. Logan Paul's Buckshot was phenomenal. I mean, he's athletic. I mean, that's just him.
There's no doubt that Jake and Logan both are both athletic professionals. They work out. They do extremely working out to be in that physique. Good for them. Honestly, call a spade. Good for them.
I'll let you start tearing into this now. You can go for it.
But like, you want to give my praises.
Okay. Wine and dine them before you tear into them.
I know, right? Before you fuck them rough. Logan, like you said, a great entertainer. You see his press conference during the boxing. Like, I remember boxing used to be more like serious. He jokes around. I feel like he was made for the WWE. His persona, his whatever you want to call it, the way he presents himself, made for the WWE. Same with Jake. Can we also talk about how Jake had his own entrance? Like, Logan Paul's entourage got their butts kicked, and then by two Usos, and then Jake Paul comes down and points at the Usos, and I'm just like, they're really going to put Jake Paul over by beating both Usos, a two-on-one match? Like, come on. Come on, WWE. Come on. Like, if it was Jay and then Jake Paul, yeah, okay, but you're both Usos getting their ass kicked by Jake? Like, come on.
I would be more interested if it was Solo. If it was Solo in the ring. And
no, Jake.
They bill him as, like, the street fighter. Like,
yeah, you know, but Jay's a pit bull. He's the problem child of the bloodline. Yeah. So, but he got his own Tron. He's got his own music and all that. So, you know what? People said he's probably going to win Rookie of the Year. I wouldn't say that because he's not a four-time wrestler. I feel like if he was a four-time wrestler and he was doing this every single week, having bangers after banger matches, yes, give him Rookie of the Year.
Like Bad Bunny.
Yeah, like Bad Bunny. Great guy, but Bad Bunny had one match. Logan Paul had three matches. You could say all three. Sure. All right. I'll give you that. Make you happy. You have three matches, yeah, Rookie of the Year. But the fact that you're not doing this every single night doesn't count as being Rookie of the Year. I feel like you have to be, they would give Rookie of the Year, not only are you have to give the best matches, but you have to be doing this every single day. Because that feels bad for the other people that are coming in and risking their bodies every single week. Like Butch, like Sheamus, like Walter, like Big E. Every single week, getting the injuries, getting all that, proving that by they should be Wrestler of the Year or whatever. So, like, I don't think Logan Paul deserves Rookie of the Year. Now, let me break down Jake Paul, because WWE said something that really, really pissed me off at their press conference, saying that he's an undefeated boxer, one of the best boxers of this generation. What? Best boxer of the generation. Which boxer has he fought in their prime? Wait, who did he fight that is in their prime fighting right now? He fought people that were former NBA players. He's fought former MMA fighters. Logan fought a man who's out of their prime in Mayweather. Still holds his on his own, but still. Then they're getting by fighting people that are not in their primes, are not boxers right now. And my buddy Joe wants to say, yo, I'll give credit to Logan Paul. He's a great boxer. He's not a boxer. If you were a legit boxer, you would have fought one of the boxers right now. But Jake wants to go and fight MMA fighters. He wants to fight UFC. Then go to the MMA. Go into the octagon and fight somebody. Like, I hate the notion that we have to say Jake Paul is a great boxer. He's not a boxer. He's just like his brother, a great entertainer. I'm going to say this again later on tonight on Twitch if you guys want to hear my rant. And I'm going to post it on TikTok. I'm going to make sure he freaking sees it. Jake Paul, I do not acknowledge him as a boxer. I do not acknowledge him as one of the greatest. I do not acknowledge that he's undefeated. In my books, he's yet to have a boxing fight. Match, sorry.
That's completely fair. I agree. It's more or less whenever you get into the ring with an actual boxer. Right now, here as it stands, you're just pretty much, you're doing side quests at this point. Like, that's what
pretty
it is.
Pretty much. Jake, if you're listening to this, if you're going to listen to the thing I post later on, pick any boxer in their prime that's active right now, and you win, I'll take everything back I say. Everything I said, I'll take it back. But the fact that you won't fight any boxer right now shows that you know you'll get your ass kicked, and you know you won in last one round.
Part of me, and I don't know what's making me say this. I don't know if it's...
If you're going to praise him, I swear to God, I'm leaving this room.
No, I'm just saying, you know, and I guess this ties in... No, it's the storyline that they built into the Roman versus Logan match. One lucky shot. You never know. Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habit. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, N-O-O-M, .com/believe And he would be the guy. Correct me if I'm wrong. You know you like your bad guys. He would be that douchebag to get that one lucky shot.
Oh, 100%.
And win and be like, see, I told you so. Like, you know, I know I'm good.
Like you said, Logan and WWE, I have no issue with. Booking-wise, him winning his third match, I feel like Logan should have gotten squashed. To show him that, you know, you're over your head, you think you're all that, I feel like he should have been squashed. But that's just me. Storytelling-wise, I feel like it should have been a squash match rather than a freaking, what people say, it's a banger of a match.
I thought it was a good match.
It was an okay match. But, like, honestly, knowing, I feel like it would have been better if it was a squash match to put Logan on his ass. Because you're literally coming from a tag team match to a single match with The Miz to the Tribal Chief. Roman's been kicking everyone's asses, so now Roman's having trouble with one guy this is his third match. Like, should have squashed him. Should have been the opener match. Brock and Bobby or Bayley and Bianca should have been the main event match. And that should have been match. Squashed him, walked him out, left him. Done. But Jake, don't recognize him as a boxer. I'm looking up on his fights, Logan Paul's fights real quick.
Logan fought Mayweather.
And it was a draw.
KSI.
Amateur bout, KSI. This week, he doesn't tell me who won.
Didn't one of them fight McGregor?
No, they didn't. Mayweather fought McGregor.
I thought the match was good. I thought the build was great. You know, there was a lot of sense, and you've seen it in Roman's face at the end of the match whenever he was rolling out of the ring. He kind of had that look on his face as if to say, yo, like, people are closing in on me. Like, there are people who are a threat to my reign as champion, and I feel like that build is still going to go through up until Mania. It has to.
No, stop it. But, all right. Okay. So Logan Paul's record, as of state, he's been inactive since 2019. Since 2021 June, he lost to KSI. Back in 9/11 2019, and then it was a draw with Mayweather from 2021. Even though Mayweather did knock him out, but you know that's besides the point. All right, so on his record, let's see. Jake Paul. All right, Jake Paul has 4 KOs, right, in his fights. He fought in Anderson Silva, which was this past.
That was the most recent fight.
Yeah, most recent fight with the MMA fighter Tyler Woodley, which I think is the basketball player, if I'm not mistaken.
I thought he was a UFC guy.
Oh, UFC guy. Okay, he fought Tyler Woodley twice. Sorry, yeah. He then faced Ben Arkson.
Okay.
And then Nate Robinson, a retired basketball player, if I'm mistaken.
That was...
And then his first fight was Ali Addison Gibb.
Yeah. I mean,
nowhere have you, like, no boxers that I've seen on that list.
No active boxers.
No, in their prime, yeah.
And like UFC guys, kind of, but again, it's like a completely different sport. I know much about combat sports.
Just look at the fight between McGregor and Mayweather in a boxing match.
That's pretty much the go-to representation. But yeah. to kind of corral it back to Logan, as much as Jake takes a bunch of the spotlight, do you ever see, in whatever you want to call this relationship between WWE and Logan, do you see him winning a championship ever?
Only if he becomes a, and this is not going to happen, if he becomes an active superstar. Because I don't want what we have with Roman, where only shows up once in a while, defend the title on a big stage. I feel like Logan would succeed. He could be the next Miz. WWE is shading him as a face. And can you explain to me, why do people like Logan? Like, why do the kids like him? Yeah, he did Divine, and then he went to YouTube, and then the YouTube bullying stuff kind of ended. So he stopped doing the diss tracks and went into boxing. Now he's in WWE. Besides the wrestling problems, when everyone's like, oh my God, he's incredible, why do people like Logan?
My friend, it is quite plain and simple, like I keep telling you. It doesn't matter. We're a wrestling fan, you know?
No, besides wrestling fan, that's an individual person.
Yeah, why do people like him? Because he's divisive, you know, it's provocative. It gets the people going. That's what it is.
But like, I do that, and people try to cancel me though because he's white. That's why
he got canceled for that whole Suicide Forest thing. Now he's kind of like on the mend, kind of. But like, there are still people that just don't like him, like you do. But there are people that support the douchebag. You know this. Like, this is just how life goes. Your favorite celebrities, like, there's douchey ones out there. You know, you talk about sports, you know, all the big personalities in sports.
I get that, but I feel like that's different compared to what they are and what Logan and Jake are.
I feel like Logan and Jake are two enigmas that aren't really defined. Like, I guess social media would be the...
Yeah.
Definitive like marker, like they are social media influencers.
No, 100%, because they got famous off Vine, which was
and
that's what a lot of kids found them at. But here's what I think: Jake and Logan are basically the bullies. Oh, at high school, if you went to high school, those were the typical bullies, the jocks, the assholes. And I feel like they never grew up out of that personality, and they're still the same pompous assholes that think the world revolves around them. The fact that now they're influencers, they legit think that everyone is holding, or everyone's on the fingertips of the pulse. I can see that they could be running for president. They could be the next Donald Trump.
I liken them to a divisive duo, but in retrospect, one, to answer my question, I think they do, or at least Logan holds a championship in WWE at some point. Once he comes back from injury, I don't know what the future holds. Again, it just seems this match right here is the start of the downfall for the Bloodline. This is the tipping point.
Because of the Paul brothers? You think the Paul brothers dethrone? Because I think Warzone. Oh, sorry. Can you say how your boy Regal says Warzone?
I can't tell. War games.
I'm saying Warzone. War games.
Call of Duty's on the mind.
I can see War Games, Bloodline versus the Brawling Brutes in the New Day. And War Game. Can't do it.
I for one, I guess to kind of like to bridge it and then close it out, I know in War Games it's going to be Bloodline versus whoever.
Sheamus can come back after his wedding.
And saying those three.
And New Day, because New Day is fighting this Friday for the titles.
Kevin Owens.
Where has he been?
Sami Zayn's going to be in there. It's a 5-person-on-5. Kevin Owens, and then who can be five?
For who, the Bloodline?
No, for like miscellaneous face people.
You have five right there. Brawling Brutes. So, three? No, Sheamus, if he's still on his wedding. So you have Pete Dunne.
Dunne and Butch Holland, or Ridge Holland.
Ridge Holland. New Day,
Kofi.
And Kev. And then Kev. Five.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why something just didn't add up there.
Because you're thinking about Big E and Sheamus.
Yeah.
Because Sheamus also
feel like it's the group. It would have been nice to have Randy in there. Have Randy come back.
Apparently he's coming back as a heel.
Yeah, that can be a thing. I don't know. Like maybe Johnny Gargano. I don't know how he fits into there.
No, he's doing his stuff with Dexter and this.
Yeah, that's a whole other deal. But yeah, I don't know. In closing, Logan Paul. I'm for it. WWE, they got a superstar on their hands. That's all I got to say about it.
Just please leave the boxing community. Please, you're not a boxer. Please, Jake.
Stick to the fake fights, right?
Yeah, stick to the fake fight. Stick to people. Have Jake fight all the part-timers. He likes fighting old people past their prime.
Raw Underground. Make that have a comeback.
Jake Paul fights all the old people. Goldberg, Undertaker, Kane, all these old guys. Yo, can you imagine if they shoot fights and they just beat the crap out of him in real life?
Hey.
Yo, Jake Paul versus Brock. Drop him on his head. Do it.
I'd feel sorry for that boy. But before DJ Aim incites more violence, I'd like to say thank you.
Brock versus Jake in a UFC fight. Put him in the octagon.
Hey. You know, crazy things have happened. That's all I got to say. It could happen.
Make it happen, Dana White.
But that about does it here for the Get Comfy Lowdown. We hope you guys enjoyed. This show goes live every Wednesday morning. We got the Get Comfy Game Break every Friday morning. And, of course, the Get Comfy Podcast every Sunday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on all major listening platforms like iTunes, Spotify, and, of course, the Bleav Network. I've been Kalo, joined by the one and only.
And I'm Mike.
And we'll see you guys next time.
3, 2, 1. Thank you for listening to Bleav. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Bleav.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel. And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.